Hey everyone, this is the Love Thy Nerd Critical Hit. I'm Hector Mirai with Faith and Fandom, and I just wanted to share a quick thought with you. Game of Thrones has finally come to an end on HBO. And within seconds of the show ending, people were venting their reactions to the show all over the internet. Some people were happy that their prediction came true. Some people were bitterly frustrated. Some people were angry. Some people were sad. Some people had memes galore waiting to flood the internet. But the overall response was that people had opinions. Surprise. And that they wanted things to be different. They wanted the end of their story to be different than what it was. Even before it got to the final episode, people were filing petitions. Over 50,000 people filed petitions to have the story of Game of Thrones changed. Well, in real life, we don't actually get to change the story after it's over, because bottom line, it's too late. Outside of Westeros, we do have some control over the outcome of our stories, at least. In Scripture, in Deuteronomy 30, in verses 15 through 20, Moses lays out for the nation of Israel that they have the opportunity to dictate how the end of their story is going to come out. Moses lays out these commands saying, look, I'm giving the opportunity to choose if your story turns out well or if it turns out badly. In verse 19, he even says, this day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Now choose life, that you and your children may live. You may not like the end of Game of Thrones, but you still have a chance to choose how your story plays out. Every day, every choice you make is either leading you towards an ending you'll be satisfied with, or an ending that you'll want to make memes and cry about on the internet. So, as Moses said thousands of years ago, and I'm telling you now, choose life, choose wisely, make choices that are going to give you an end to a story that you are satisfied with. I want you to know that Love Thy Nerd exists to love and serve our nerdy neighbors through thoughtful content, relational outreach, and intentional community. Check out the website at lovethynerd.com. There's lots of podcasts for you to listen to, a vibrant Facebook community, and they do great things on all the socials. You can also check me and my book series out over at Faith and Fandom on Facebook.